Hello and welcome to Accessible Computer Podcast. Adrian Thomason here, your host. Today I'm going to show you how to use the ECG feature in your Apple Watch. What is this? Electrocardiogram. As probably you know, since Series 4 of the Apple Watch devices, this facility is available. And it is great. I never used it until recently, and I discovered how easy it is and how easy it is to show to a doctor the result of your ECG. Of course, we are not doctors. We do not understand necessarily what's going on with that funny graphical representation, like a wave, like a sound wave or something like that. But anyway, doctors specialized in cardiology, they well know for sure what's going on. I'm interested a bit in this stuff because my Apple Watch a couple of years ago helped me to go to ask for medical help in a very interesting situation when really it was an emergency situation. I was landed in hospital, taken by ambulance. I was feeling very bad. I was watching my watch, watching my heartbeat, how crazy is going up and down in very short periods of time. So I knew it's something definitely too wrong to leave it as it is. So I was ringing the out of hours doctors because it's a Sunday, and they sent me an ambulance. I was taken to the emergency department and I spent 24 hours in hospital because a tachycardia or something like that. And that was happened because I had a infection which was not treated properly. I haven't got any antibiotics prescribed for that infection. So I was landing in having heart issues with this symptom, tachycardia, when the heart beat is very irregular. So it was a situation of life-threatening. So it was good to have this tool to give me one more hint I'm in the situation to ask for medical help. I don't know in what way ECG will help you more with this, but at least the ECG is able to detect if you are getting to go into fibrillation or you suffer for something like that. And also together with the graphical representation of the ECG, you can send along some symptoms what you have. You have there in the upper button where you can choose from a list of pain what eventually you have, and also will be sent together with the graphical representation, will be exported as a PDF, and that PDF you can share it via email or message or whatever method you prefer. So I'll go now to open my watch. I'll take electrocardiogram test. Will run for about a minute, and then I'll show you how the results will appear on my iPhone X and how can I share with my doctor that result. Or at least I can share it with another device and to store it for a future date, just in case I have an appointment later on. It's not the case for me, so that situation it was just a temporary situation, temporary condition, because that infection, since that time I never had problems with my heart or blood pressure or something like that. But let's see. I'm going in dock.
ECG,
this is the one. I'll make one finger double tap.
ECG. Hold your finger on the crown.
And it says to hold my finger on the crown, is the round button. I'll put my index finger, my thumb, and I'll hold it there.
Make sure you keep your finger on the crown. Note, Apple Watch never checks for heart attacks.
Thank you.
ECG. Heading.
All right, so it's done. I left the finger from the digital crown. As you probably heard, was notifications there saying the Apple Watch doesn't say if you have a heart attack. So,
ECG, heading, sinus rhythm, 67 BPM average, button.
67 average.
This ECG does not show signs of atrial fibrillation.
No atrial fibrillation.
Apple Watch cannot check for signs of a heart attack.
Cannot check for signs on a heart attack.
If you believe you are having a medical emergency, call emergency services.
Okay, a good advice.
Not feeling well.
And here, when it's asking you not feeling well,
add symptoms, button.
You have here a button where you add from that list of symptoms what I was talking about.
Done button.
And here is a done button. I'll go into the list of symptoms.
Add symptoms, button.
Just to show you what is there.
Cancel, heading. Are you feeling any symptoms? Heading. Rapid, pounding or fluttering heartbeat. Skip heartbeat. Fatigue. Shortness of breath. Chest tightness or pain. Fainting. Dizziness. Other. None. Save. Button.
Okay, I'll hit save.
ECG. Heading.
And now I'll go to the done button.
Sinus rhythm. 67. This ECG. Apple Watch cannot. If you believe you are not feeling. Add symptoms. Done. Button.
Done.
ECG. Heading.
Okay, I'll get out of this screen with my side button, not with the crown navigation, because either way I'll start another test. And I'll take now my phone in my hand to show you how to export the result.
11:39, 3 minutes, Thursday the 20th, health, 1 minute ago, ECG recording available, you can view your report in the health app button.
Okay, so here is a notification, one finger double tap.
Health, browse, back button, electrocardiograms, ECG, heading. Sinus rhythm, today at 11:37, 67 BPM average, button.
Okay, so this is the one.
Sinus rhythm, 20/10, 20, 28, 72 BPM average, button.
Okay, so this is an older one. I'll go to the
sinus rhythm, today at
this
11,
one today.
37, 67 BPM, sinus rhythm.
One finger double tap on it. Flick left to right.
More info, button. The 24th of October 2009, 67 BPM app. This ECG does not show signs of atrial fibrillation.
Okay.
Export a PDF for your doctor, button.
Export a PDF for your doctor. If I hit one finger double tap in here.
Export a PDF for your doctor, done, button. PDF, heading, share, button.
I've got here share.
Adrian Tamison.
And actions here available. I've got all the details in the PDF. It's opened and I can see exactly what will be sent. But if I'll hit share.
Share, button. Share. Print, button. Save to files.
I've got
button.
Print, save to files.
Save to Dropbox. Button.
Save to Dropbox. I can save it if
save
I want.
To print button. Copy button. More button. WhatsApp button. Notes. Copy to voice direct. Copy to iPrint. Mail button. Messages.
Mail
button.
Messages. So on. So I'll close this share screen.
Dismiss pop up. ECG 2000. Close button.
Close. Okay. Button. So simple like that. Is not a big deal. Takes only 1 minute to make an ECG if you are at the stage when you need to keep an eye on your heart problems, and also if you are keen in having records of all this stuff quite regularly, you can use this app. I think this demonstration today helped you to understand how easy it is to use this app, and just in case you have any issues with this app, or if you want to learn more about these technologies or about how to do things with technology as blind, like a blind person, of course you can ring me, you can call me. Because I'm running a small business, I can provide training courses for various technologies. Screen reader users, for blind people. I am myself completely blind, so I can teach blind people from the blindness perspective, and also I can teach, as I said, about screen readers, about iPhones, Android phones. I can teach people how to build blogs based on WordPress. I can teach people how to launch and create and maintain a podcast, and plenty of other interesting things. Just give me a ring to 077-88-24-11-25 for more questions. Once again, 077-88-24-11-25. If you wish to leave me a message, you can use the email office@accessiblecomputer.co.uk. Once again, office@accessiblecomputer.co.uk. Bye for now.